once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
Put those hands together and praise the Lord. He's like me, can't stop praising his name, just can't stop praising the Lord. Hallelujah, can't stop praising the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we will praise you for the rest of our days. Does anybody have that testimony in their hearts and on their lips today? I will praise you, oh God, for the rest of my days. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord, yes. For the rest of my days. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for Jesus on today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to the New Creation Christian Ministries Church online service. Amen. Well, we come together to praise God, to worship him. Hallelujah. To send some prayers up to heaven, to hear a preached word. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. In the earth realm, God is moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah. My God, my God. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. And we are anticipating a great move of God even in this next hour as we go before the Lord. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You indeed are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. Hallelujah. We thank you for your power, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will come into this service, Father God, in a mighty way. Speak to the hearts of those, Father God, who are gathered here today to hear from you. Lord, speak to our hearts on today, God. We come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to exalt your name on high. We come to hear from you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you are still yet speaking, oh God. Hallelujah. To your people. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the presence of your Holy Spirit, oh God, which abides and dwells with us, oh God, as we love you and obey your commandments, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those, Father God, who are seeking you, Father God. Let them find you, oh God. Manifest yourself to them in a mighty way, oh God. We ask that you save souls. We ask that you change lives, that you set the captives free, even through the archives, oh God. Lord, we come, hallelujah. We come, Father God, on one of core, oh God. So just like in the upper room, we ask that you release your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Release your power over our situations, over our circumstances, oh God. We thank you and we praise you in advance for what you're about to do during this worship service. Oh God, use your man servant for your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, speak to our hearts through the very utterance of his lips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, Father God, this very humbly, oh God, but yet boldly, because you said in your word, if we come, Father God, to your throne, boldly, through the throne of grace, asking anything according to your will, that we can believe that you hear us, and if you hear us, you will give us those things for which we ask. So, Lord, we ask all of these things in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go into another worship song, and right after this song, we will be hearing the preach word. Amen. Hallelujah. This song is simply says, praise him in advance. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him in advance. Whatever you're believing God for, believe that you shall receive it. And while you're waiting, praise him in advance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Times when there was no one around, God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Times when
no one around,
God came and spoke these words.
So I started singing. The glory, praise him in advance, hallelujah, because he is worthy, he is able, our God will not fail, hallelujah, praise him in advance. What a powerful song, pastor and people of God. We got to praise him even when we don't see it, when it has not yet manifested, when God has not yet allowed it to be demonstrated in our lives. We're going to praise him anyhow, hallelujah. Ooh. David said, I will bless, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. David had it right, and I pray that you and I continue to praise God in spite of whatever we might be going through or dealing with today. Amen. Hallelujah. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. Thank you, Pastor, for Honey, for praying, and we're just believing God that he's going to speak today. If you could turn your Bibles, try to find your Bibles, 1 Samuel. We're going to look at 1 Samuel, and we're going to look at Judges 11. I believe God wants to speak to us today from these two passages of Scripture. 1 Samuel, looking at the life of Hannah, and then we're going to look at the life of Jephthah, a judge in the book of Judges, and see what God wants to say to us today. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Because I believe that God is up to something. Ha ha. I believe that God is up to something. To God be all the glory. 1 Samuel, verse 10 and 11. And it reads, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then, somebody say then, glory be to God, it's conditional. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Hallelujah. Judges, look very quickly at Judges, chapter 11, verse 1. Judges, chapter 11, verse 1. The book of Judges, the 11th chapter, verse 1. Now, Jephthah the Gilead was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot or a prostitute. And Gilead begot Jesse. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's son grew up. And they thrust out Jesse and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jesse fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jesse and went out with him. And it came to pass in the process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. Look at verse 9. And Jesse said unto the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head. Help us, Holy Ghost. Shall I be your head? Finally, verse 30 and 31, and let's hear what God has to say. And Jesse vowed a vow. Where have we heard that before? Unto the Lord, and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Father, you speak to us today. We need to hear from you. If we don't hear from you, we don't know what we will do. So, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Promise keepers. Promise keepers. That's what I simply want to talk about today. Promise keepers. It is imperative. It is very important for you and I to be people that keep our word. When God, glory be to God, who is sovereign over our lives, allow us to make vows and allow us to make promises, he really looks on us to uphold what we are saying and what we are speaking out of our own mouths. Here we see in these two passages of scripture, Hannah, who made a vow unto the Lord, and Jesse, who made a vow unto the Lord. I believe one was the will of God, and the other was not the will of God. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you and myself that if we are doing something or will do something out of the will of God, I'd rather back up and renege. I'd rather eat my words. I'd rather wear shame and guilt and embarrassment to do something that God is not pleased with. I'm going to back out of that deal instead of trying to save face and keep a vow that I know God did not allow me through his will to keep. Hannah had a good purpose. Hannah had good intentions. Hannah had good motives. She said, God, I'm barren. Penina keeps picking on me. I cannot have a child. I want to give Elkanah a son. So, Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you all the days of his life, and no razor shall ever come upon his head. And we know the end of the story. Samuel was born out of Samuel's barren womb. Samuel anointed Saul and King David and gave us so many words of wisdom. Samuel was a great prophet. He was a great prophet because Hannah was in the will of God. Now we see Jesse, the son of a prostitute, who lives in his father's house. His father goes with a woman, and they have a baby together. And as they get older, the woman's of the house children throw out Jesse and say, because you are the baby of a prostitute, because you are the child of a strange woman, you are not going to inherit our father's wealth. Help us, Holy Ghost. So they threw Jesse out of the house. He fled The Bible says that he was a mighty man of valor before he fled. But when he fled, he gathered men unto him, and he became a great man and had a little small army that followed him. And then Ammon, the children of Ammon, came to make war against Israel. So they come back to Jephthah, and they say, be our head, be our captain, and lead us in war against our enemy. So he says, if I come back home and I fight and we win, you're telling me I'm going to be the king, I'm going to be the head over you guys? So they said, yes. And they made a vow. And then Jephthah was wanting this thing so badly, he made a vow unto God, and I know it was not the will of God. He said, if you give me this war, if you allow us to win, when I come back in peace, when I come back with victory, when I come back home, the first person that crossed my threshold, the first person that I meet, I will sacrifice him or her to you if you give me this victory. And the Bible says, glory be to God, that Amnon's daughter was the first one to come through the door when he came back from war. And he was so grieved because this was his only child. He did not have a son. He only had one daughter. And out of all the people he knew, out of all the things that could have happened, out of all the incidences of different people coming through the door that he would have met first, his daughter was the first one that he met. And he had to keep his vow to God. And it's so important for you and I to know, again, if it's not from God, that's a time to break that promise. Glory be to God. Judas had time to back out. Judas, who betrayed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver, had time to back out and change his mind, change his heart. And I think it's First Chronicles, around that 25th verse, there was a king that paid off another army to come help them fight. And God was grieved with this king. He said, now you're not trusting me. You're paying men to fight a war with you instead of putting your trust in me. And God is saying to you and I today, what measures, what length, what would we go through to get what we want, even if it's not God's will? Glory be to God. We see people trying to get to a microphone. We see people trying to be famous and trying to be popular. We're in a day where people are kicking down doors and pushing down doors and having no conscience. They have no conviction. There are so many people that we encounter in our lifetime that will hurt you, that will disappoint you, that will not keep their promises to you in the name or just trying to achieve or get somewhere in life. And it's not the will of God. God says, I know the plans I have to think towards you. I know the thoughts I think towards you, plans of a hope and a future. And if we do it our way with our own strength, then God will not get the glory. But if we let go and let God, glory be to God, he gets all the glory and we get the testimony. Nobody but Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who's been on my side, where would we be? So God will give you the testimony. You'll get the glory a little bit, but God wants all the glory. I'll never forget as my wife and I celebrate, thank you, dear. I know you're listening, and I love you dearly. We celebrate 18 years of marriage this year, and I remember the pastor, the preacher, asking us to take our wedding vows, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, till death do you part. And we both said, I do, to those vows. And we are still honoring those vows 18 years later. And even as I think about people who take wedding vows and parents, if you're a parent, try to keep your word to your children. If you're in business with someone, try to uphold your end of the bargain. I'll never forget, we've been in our house, I think it was about 15 years this year. And on the day I was moving, I had about five guys who said they would help me move, including my brother Rodney, myself, and it was four other guys. So that would have been six of us. And on the day I was going to move, I rented the truck. I picked up my brother, Rodney. I called these four other people that was going to help me move, and none of them kept their word. Glory be. Help us, God. Help us. All four of them had excuses. All four of them backed out and had reasons why they could not help me move. And it took us much longer. It took us all day to move. My wife and my children helped. But it took a long time because people did not keep their word. And we are learning from Hannah and Jephthah. Sometimes there's a time to break your word, and sometimes there's a time to honor it. Well, you're saying, Pastor Anthony, how can we, the Bible says, let your yea be yea. I understand that. But there are exceptions. Even, watch this, even in the book of, I think it's Jeremiah, around that 12th chapter, God is speaking to Jeremiah. He says, if a nation sins against me, and they repent and change their heart, the judgment that I'm going to send on that nation, I'll repent of it, I'll change my mind, and I'll give them grace and forgive them. You remember Nineveh, when God sent Jonah to Nineveh, and they repented of their wrongs, and God gave them mercy? God can change his mind. Glory be to God. I don't know who that's for. If you find yourself in sin, if you find yourself going around hurting people and mistreating people, if you're backstabbing people, if you're the one manipulating and exploiting people, if you're using anyone, if you're taking advantage of anyone, repent and turn from that evil. Let your heart be right. The Bible says don't harden your heart when you hear the voice of God. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. And Jesus prophesied in Matthew, the 24th chapter, in that day, many hearts will wax cold. And sometimes it grieves me as a pastor to see sometimes how people don't stay true to their commitments, how people don't stay true to their word. The Bible says Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. Jesus said, when we put our hand to this plow, glory be to God, and look back, we're not fit for his kingdom. And I'm here to remind you that you just ought to move forward by faith. Keep moving forward by faith. That's my second point. Keep moving forward by faith. And if you missed the first point, my first point was don't ever bargain, don't ever deal, don't ever negotiate with God. When God made the promises in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, God said, if you do this and keep my commandments, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath. You'll be the lender and not the borrower. You'll be the first and not the last. God did not have to make you and I a promise, but he did. Glory be to God. And I'm so glad, as I'm talking about promise keepers, he is the ultimate promise keeper. Ha ha! He is the ultimate promise keeper. God promises you and I wealth if we obey him. He says, be not weary in well-doing. You'll reap a harvest if you faint not. God promises you and I peace. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. In Psalm 91, God promises you and I long life. He says, if we put our trust in him, if we commit to him, if we lean on the Lord and delight ourselves in him, he will satisfy us with long life. And finally, God is a promise keeper, because he said, if you believe in his son, Jesus Christ, heaven is yours. The promise of heaven, the promise of paradise, the promise of never dying but living forever is yours. And that's a promise from God. Hallelujah. 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 Promise keepers. The Bible says, even after Jephthah said to his daughter, I got to keep my promise to God, she said, well, Father, let me have 2 months with my friends. Let me go out and live it up, because I'm a virgin. I've never known a man. My life has now been snatched away from me, no fault of my own. But, Father, I know you're going to keep your vow to God. And God gave Jephthah 2 more months to think about his decision. He could have repented. And he could have said, God, this is my only daughter. Forgive me. I made a deal with you. I bargained with you. I had the wrong motives because they threw me out of my father's house. I just wanted to be ruler over them and pay them back. People of God, hear the Holy Spirit. If your motives are off, if your agenda is not a kingdom agenda, if you have a selfish ambition, back up from that thing. If your motives are not to advance the kingdom, if your motives are not to please God, renege on that. Back out of that deal. Because Jephthah had time to think about his decision, and by the time his daughter came back, he did sacrifice her to God, and God was not pleased. Hannah gave God Samuel, and Samuel did a great thing with God did a great thing with Samuel. But Jephthah had time to back out of the deal. Judas had time to back out of the deal. And you and I, we can make our wrongs right today. Oh, glory be to God. I hope you hear the Holy Ghost. Some of us need to have a heart-to-heart with our children, our adult children. Some of us need to go back to our spouses and have a heart-to-heart. I know I did not keep my word. That's why Pastor Rebecca and myself, one of the challenges when infidelity or adultery happens in a marriage, it is almost impossible to reconcile that marriage, to restore that marriage, because that lie is a hard lie to overcome. And sometimes people don't mean to hurt us. I hope you hear God. They don't mean to break their promises to us. They don't mean to back out of what they said to us. But things happen. Life happens. Some people can't keep their promises. So some people are weak, and some people don't have the ability to sometimes live up to the words that they're speaking. So we got to assess the whole situation. We got to look at what people are and what they're doing and the capacity that they have to carry it out with. God is teaching me as I approach 50 years old this year, almost 7 years pastoring and in ministry, I'm learning more and more about people. I'm learning more and more about life. Life is so unpredictable sometimes. Sometimes we got to expect the unexpected. Some people will walk away, and you never thought they would walk away. So some people will betray you, and you never thought they would betray you. Some people would not support you, and you always thought they would support you. Who am I speaking to today? Disappointment is sometimes a very bitter pill to swallow, but we all down sat at that table. We all down dying with disappointment. I grew up without a father. And it was such a blessing to see two of my brothers and my sister in church. I have a brother overseas who's a missionary. I have another brother who lives in Staten Island. But a large part of my family was in our service on Sunday. And we grew up with the same mother, and she just stayed committed to her children. But we had a father that was not committed, who did not keep his word, who did not keep his vows to my mother. And that was a hard thing for me to swallow, a hard thing for me to get over. 30 years it took me to get over that. And I'm here to tell you, you can make your wrongs right today. Don't put it off. I know so many men whose children don't speak to them. I know so many people who say they have haters and enemies, but sometimes the Bible says we need to look at the beam in our own eye. What can we do different or differently? What can you and I change today to change people's perspective about us? The Bible says we ought to walk in love at all times. And one of the reasons I believe God put me with my wife is because I needed to see firsthand a person who puts this Bible into practice in their daily lives. I've never met anyone who loves like my wife loves. I've never met anyone who forgives like she forgives. I never met anyone that extends grace and extends mercy and extends just help. And with that, she is so sometimes misunderstood. But God knew, honey, God knew I needed to see that because my heart has a way of getting cold and I can shut down. And God said, no, I'm going to show you what I want you to manifest. I'm going to show you you're not going to be like a lot of men, and you're not going to turn cold because you have that ability and you have that tendency. I'm going to show you firsthand how to live my word and practice my word. And that's what God is saying. If you're tuned in to this preaching and teaching moment today, God is saying, let his word rule and reign in your life. That's why the Bible says the word won't come back void, but it shall accomplish what God sent it to do. More marriages will work, and we would not have over 50% of them ending if people sometimes would not lie and not back out of their word and commitment. Even churches would be more effective if people were to stay faithful. And we're going to do this work together. We're going to be committed to this vision. We know it's of God. We're going to roll up our sleeves and get this work done. And God is sending that kind of people to our church at New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, because the work he's showing my wife and I is enormous. It's massive. He's showing us a vision, and he has given us a mandate that I know he will carry out. So I don't have time to be mad at anybody. I don't have time to get back and avenge myself. I ain't got time to defend and try to make people like me and try to win people over. Listen, I'm going to show you love. Glory be to God. There's a lot of people out here saying I love you and those three simple words, but I believe that's an action word. Maybe I'm wrong. But 1 Corinthians 13, he said, love never fails. He said, if I do all this stuff and have not love behind it, it's a clanging of brass or a tingling cymbal. And Paul talks about love. He tells you and I in the Bible that God is love. And I told the people at our church on Sunday, it's not a matter if God loves us. Do we love God? Oh, I don't know who that's for today. Maybe you wasn't in our Easter service, but I posed a question, and God asked me the question before I gave it to our congregation. Son, do you love me? I told people years ago when God called me the pastor, he said to me, go to Peter and look at the life of Peter. He asked Peter three times, do you love me? And he said, feed my sheep. And God put that thing deep down in my spirit when he called me to be a pastor, and he said, do you love me? Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. And I'm still feeding God's flock today. That scripture motivates me. Even when I even try to think about quitting, he says, do you love me? Well, pastor my sheep. Whether it's one or a thousand, pastor them. So you got to know that when God has put a mandate on your life, don't back up from God. Don't back out of what God calls you to do. Jephthah was off. He had time to change his mind, and he did not. And he regretted his decision trying to deal and bargain with God. Remember in the, I pray this is helping somebody, but remember in the wilderness when the devil tempted Jesus? He tried to make Jesus a deal. If you bow down to me, if you worship to me, if you are the Son of God, the devil tries to bargain with you and I, but it's not of God. He always has a counterfeit. He'll entice you. He'll seduce you. He'll wave the carrot in front of your eye, like with Eve with the forbidden fruit. And once you bite, this is how he gets you and I. Once you bite, and once you find yourself doing something out of the will of God, now the devil even turns it up stronger on your life, now trying to condemn you. Trying to condemn you. And sometimes, I preach this thing on Sunday, we got to forgive ourselves. Don't let that thing hold you in bondage your whole life. I don't care what it is. Don't let a bad memory or a mistake in the past keep you in regret your whole life. There were some things I did to people and some deceptions I did before Christ that I was not proud of. But God says, son, I have forgiven you. Forgive yourself. So if that's you and the devil's trying to bring up some bad memories in your mind and in your heart, Ask God to help you with those thoughts. Forgive yourself. Ask God to give you the capacity to go and repent and forgive yourself and forgive others who have come against you. Family, we need to tear down some of these walls. It grieves me when I hear sometimes, either firsthand or through the grapevine, how family members don't speak to one another. That thing grieves me. That's a decision that you should back out of. That's one of those kind of decisions that you can say, I ain't going to ever speak to them again. No, break that promise. Oh, glory be to God. I hope this is helping you. There are some promises we need to break if they're not of God. But if they are of God, Hannah did not renege. I know she didn't want to give her son to God. She didn't know if she was going to have more babies. But because she was, But because she kept her word, God gave her a lot of children. Glory be to God. Hear the Holy Ghost. When we keep our word, God blesses us abundantly. That's why we should tithe and give offerings to the Lord. That's why we should bring the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And he says, prove me not that I won't keep my promises and rebuke the devil. I'll give you fruit and open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. God will keep his promise. And Hannah had so many children after Samuel. I'm sure she missed her son, but guess what? God gave her a lot more blessings. And that's what he's saying to you and I. If we keep our promises that is in his will, what good thing will he withhold for those of us who trust and love him? God is speaking to you and I today about promise keepers. He wants us to be promise keepers and keep good promises. There was an organization for men started years ago, way before the Million Man March. It's an organization called Promise Keepers. And it's an organization for men who want to commit and dedicate and change their lives. And at these meetings, they have them around the country and around the world. Thousands and thousands and thousands of men come together, and they make a commitment to their wife. They make a commitment to their family. They make a commitment and rededication to their church. They make a commitment to God, a public confirmation, a public confession, a public profession with their own mouths that they're going to be promise keepers to the things and will of God. And this is a good cause. I've seen some of their meetings. I've heard some of their preachers and guests. And it is a powerful movement that cannot be stopped. Because you have husbands that want to be right. You have fathers that want to be right. You have men of God that want to be right and sometimes don't know how to be right. So they stay away from church. They stay away from their families. And it tears them apart. But God is saying to you and I today, when we get ourselves together, when we start living the Bible and being the Bible, then others will look at our lives and they'll say, what must I do, glory be to God, to inherit eternal life? Somebody's watching your life. They're watching how you treat your wife. They're watching how you're raising your children. They're watching to see if you go to church every Sunday. They're watching to see, will you be faithful over a few things so God can make you ruler over much? I'm here to tell you, there's a principle my wife will tell you that I live by. Choice, change, commitment. We got to make choices daily. We got to make good decisions on a daily basis. So there's some choices that you got to make. Change. Be willing to change. We got some people in marriages and they say, I'm just stuck in my ways. I'm stubborn. In a marriage, for a marriage to be successful, you must be willing to change and adapt and adjust. Sometimes when you have children, sometimes when the children are now grown and you have an empty nest, sometimes when you don't have children, there are many dynamics and many seasons that you'll go through as married people. Marriage evolves. It's always changing and being renewed. And I'm here to tell you that God will change you. God wants us to change. And finally, commitment. Be committed to your church. Be committed to your spouse. Be recommitted to your family in the things of God. Make the right choice. Be willing to change and stay committed. The Bible says a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. Oh, glory. But when you make a sound decision, when you be like Paul, who made some powerful statements, for Christ I live and for Christ I'll die. He said, it is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. We need to learn from the Apostle Paul what kind of statements we need to make, because God wants us to be committed. In a world where many people are falling away and falling back from the things of God, he just sent me here to remind you that when you make a vow to him, a promise to him, and it's in the center of his will, he will honor you and honor that vow. Pastor, honey, that's all I have. Promise keepers. Promise keepers. God wants us to be promise keepers. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Promise keepers. You know, that's just so powerful, the way the Lord had you to share from that scripture. I never looked at that text that way. My God, that Jephtha had an opportunity to back up from that bad decision. My God, hallelujah, whether he was going to repent on a vow that he should have never made, or whether he was going to go ahead and sacrifice his daughter to God. And like you said, God was not pleased with his decision. My God, hallelujah. And that word today, Pastor, it just hit me hard, you know, to even remind me, you know, to even be led by the Spirit, my God, to even prevent myself from making those wrong decisions. My God, we got to stay in the Spirit, because you reminded us on today that the devil is busy and he will give us temptation to try to lure us into making the wrong decisions, into making the wrong vows, into making the wrong commitments even. So thank you so much for allowing the Lord to use you to speak to us on today. We needed that word. I know that I'm not the only one that will confess that we needed that word. We need to be reminded, my God, straight, no chaser. Amen. We need to be reminded of what God expects from us. So I just thank you and I praise God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, there are many who have heard the word today. We, for those who are here with us on the phone lines, in the chat room, in the virtual sanctuary, who are saying, you know, Pastor, I hear you, and I need to repent, and I need help in making the right decisions. Can you pray for me? Pastor Emily, will you pray for those who have said, I hear you, but I'm some areas I'm weak, you know, I don't know if I can make the right decisions. I don't know if I can. I've committed myself to some people. I've made some vows to be in some relationships. I've made some commitments to be doing some things that I know I should not do. Pray for me that I will have the strength to turn away, that I will have the courage to repent on these vows and on these commitments that I know I should not have made in the first place. And pray for me, Pastor, that I would choose to change and commit to the will of God. So, Pastor Emily, if you will pray as the Lord leads you for those in the sanctuary on today and those who are listening even via the archives, that you will pray for us on today. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you can do all things. God is able. And now, Lord, we want to be promise keepers, but we want to be in your will. We know that all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. So right now, Lord, even as you give us free will and the ability to make right choices, sometimes we make mistakes and sometimes we err on the side of a bad judgment. Sometimes we even make a bad decision from our negative circumstances or situations. So, Lord, we're right now asking you to strengthen us in those weak moments when we feel vulnerable, when we have bad habits that control our lives, and we have bad thoughts in our mind, Lord. We know you're a supernatural God. You created us from our mother's womb, so we have the capacity to change. But, Lord, we can't do it by ourselves, and right now we are praying for those who are looking this way for strength. Lord, give them the courage and the ability to make tough decisions. Give them a Holy Ghost boldness in this season in their lives. In the name of Jesus, remind them just how strong they are in you. Your word says we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So, Lord, even though some decisions are hard and not popular, sometimes it's hard, Lord, we obligated ourselves to certain people and certain causes. But, Lord, we know that we want to be true to you today. We want to make our promises right with you, God. So in the name of Jesus, allow us the strength to have those tough talks and to have those tough decisions to make that we will make according to your will in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray for these. I pray for these who see the error, see that they need to repent, see that they need to change the way that they're doing things. Some people are getting older, and some people have not, Lord, allowed you to really change them from the inside out. So right now, I pray and I seal this word today that they are promise keepers. I speak it over their life, and I plead the blood of Jesus that they'll be able to keep their word. They'll be able to stay committed. They'll be able, Lord, to even turn a bad decision into a good decision. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, thank you for that prayer. We have someone in the sanctuary there that wants to make a comment. We normally don't take comments during this time, but we're going to open up. Give you the mic. Your mic is open, 757, for you to comment or if you have a prayer request at this time.
Okay, thank you so much, Prophet. I was calling for Prophet Simmons because she had prayed with me a few months ago regarding the job, and I wanted to call her and let her know that I did get the job. So she had prayed with me about 3 months ago, I guess. And I wanted to pray also. I got a part-time reading position, teaching position. I'm going to pray for a full-time position to open up for me for next school year. I'm finishing up my doctorate right now. And prison doors open up for a full-time employment on my behalf as well as housing doors.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Riggs. Amen. We're just praising God with you for opening the door for your employment, and we will pray for full time. God bless you. Amen. Father God, we praise your name and we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Riggs. Oh, God, we thank you for her life. God, we thank you, Father God, for answered prayer, even as you opened the doors of opportunity for her, oh, God, for a part-time position. Lord, we thank you, Father God, and we know that you are not a half-stepping God, that you do nothing halfway, Lord. So we thank you for even the fullness of the answer, Father God, to that request for full-time employment. Lord, we pray for not just another door to open, but Lord, we pray for the door to open for a full-time employment, Father God, that she, Father God, will be able to walk into that position not many days from hence. Hallelujah. God says to you on today, Sister Riz, continue to seek him, continue to move forward by faith. He sets before you an open door. So as you move forward, the door is there and you just have to walk through it. So God is making that available to you. And we just thank him and praise him in advance for everything that he's doing on your behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Pastor Anthony, what a powerful word. We thank you for that word on today. I don't know if you have any closing remarks as we go down from this place at the end of this service on today.
No, I don't have anything. Just meet us in Elizabeth tonight. But it's so imperative that we just sit up under the word of God, because without the word, faith coming by hearing through the word of God, we need this word in our ear daily.
Yes. Amen. That's right. It's so important. The Lord showed me, he said, everybody needs a preacher. But even more than that, you need a preacher, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But even more than that, you need a pastor, because the pastor is going to go before the Lord on your behalf. Every pastor will tell you that they lay before the Lord and ask the Lord for a word for their congregation, amen, on Sunday mornings. The pastor is the one that God has given stewardship of your soul to. So you do need a pastor, amen. So we just thank God for those of you who are connected to New Creation. We encourage you to get a church home. If you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we encourage you to get saved on today. Jesus came and lived and died. Not only did he come and live and die, but he got up on that third day with all power in his hand, and he died for your sins and for my sins. And if you believe that Jesus was the Son of God and he came and walked this earth as man, and that he did live and die and got up on the third day and ascended into heaven, seated on the right hand of the Father, you too can be saved, amen, by just repenting. Pastor Anthony preached about repentance on today, and you can repent and say, Father God, forgive me, for I have sinned, and today I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe the preached word. I believe the gospel. I believe that he is who your word and who your preachers say he is. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, hallelujah. And if you pray that prayer, or if you pray that prayer later, you shall be saved, amen. We thank God for everybody in the sanctuary, for everybody who stopped by on today, amen. God loves you, and so do we. Go down from this place knowing that God is able, amen, and he's shifting the atmosphere. Go in peace and serve the Lord, amen. God bless you.
I believe it. Every chain is broken.